Hi, everybody. Welcome. Welcome back to Hold Fast. I'm your host, Josh Collier. I got to start off with a correction. I can't believe it. Last episode, I said, was episode 7, when in reality, it was episode 8. I forgot how far along I actually was. So that means that this is actually episode 9. I mean, if I make it to episode 10 next week, then that will be about 9 more than I was expecting. I'm so happy that, I'm happy and proud of myself for staying consistent. And I'm thankful and grateful for the positive feedback and the shares and the likes that I have been getting. So thank you for that. So this is actually episode 9 of the Hold Fast podcast. Are you someone that reads for fun? I am. I enjoy escaping into a good book and going to exotic lands and on amazing adventures. What about you? What do you like to read for fun? What about the Bible? Do you ever read the Bible for fun? Now, right now, I can hear some of you thinking, do the words fun and Bible even go together? And okay, I admit, the Bible reading probably isn't number one on most people's fun list. We still do it, but it's probably on a different list altogether. The things that are good for me that I don't actually enjoy list, like cod liver oil supplements and going to the dentist. And I know I'm no different, and the thought of Bible reading at various times in my life has filled me with all kinds of mixed feelings, ranging from mild reluctance to guilt, and occasionally dread. But if we think about it, we realize that that's kind of unfair to God. The other things on the list that I mentioned, they are understandably off-putting. They involve some different degree of physical discomfort in turn for questionable benefits. But God's Word, it doesn't cost me anything to read, and it bestows infinite grace and comfort and wisdom and counsel, so why don't I crave it more? Well, there's different things, different reasons, but maybe here's three. Here's three that I can think of about why I don't crave my Bible reading more. And the first one is that sometimes unintentionally, I think of Bible reading as maybe like a spiritual clinic, meaning, you know, I search its pages when I have questions or needs, when I'm suffering and when I want something, which is the good thing to do, don't get me wrong. It certainly is all of those things. That is absolutely the place that we need to go when bad stuff is happening to us. But when life is fine by my standards, then I lose the urge to read His Word. Another reason is a lot of times we think about reading God's Word like it's some kind of a task. You know, this could be in church. This could be getting ready for some kind of Bible study. You know, structure is a good thing. But if I start doing it merely because I feel it is my duty, then Bible reading kind of feels like another task. You know, I've ticked it off my to-do list. I wouldn't go back there just for fun, right? No, I wouldn't do that, not when there's Netflix and comic books and HGTV. Which brings me to the next reason why maybe our Bible reading isn't happening as much as it should. And that's that there's so many distractions. Yeah, instant gratification of non-urgent distractions. My hobbies, my Spotify playlists, the internet, video games, any other form of entertainment can make reading the Bible feel kind of like hard work. And maybe you can relate to those, maybe you can think up more. And there's plenty of ways to counter those feelings, those objections, and those things that take us away from God. You know, we could be better planners. We could implement, you know, be unplugged, device-free hours at home. But even if we were to set aside that for now, that still doesn't help us put Bible reading in its top priority place. It's probably not enough just to get rid of the obstacles to our reading. Let's say our usual technologically dependent distractions are removed. As helpful as that is, it doesn't mean I'm automatically going to go to my Bible and open it up, does it? As in any kind of relationship, bad feelings or guilt might motivate me to read a few verses once in a while, but guilt doesn't make for a long-lasting engagement. Even a neutral feeling won't keep me going back and back to God's Word. You know, put aside one distraction and another one is going to rush to take its place. Now, if I'm going to enjoy God's Word, shouldn't I expect to find enjoyment, enjoyable things in it? In fact, the scriptures themselves tell us that there is wonderful things about God's words that we can expect to see and feel and appreciate in Psalm 119 all throughout it. But the psalmist talks about his enjoyment of the word in Psalm 119 starting in verse 14. In the way of your testimonies I delight. As much as in all riches, I will meditate on your precepts. I will fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. And you can see that same sentiment found in throughout the entire psalm. You get the picture. This psalm was penned by somebody who recognized that the world around them was disappointing and treacherous and not as it should be, but God's word is trustworthy and true and satisfying. And how much more so for us who are living after the Old Testament, that we can know Jesus, the fulfillment of all of God's prophecies, the fulfillment of all of God's promises. We get to live in that time now. Yes, I can absolutely go to the Bible and find wisdom and answers that are useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training myself and others in righteousness. But you know what? Even more than that, I've really been given a gift. When I open up God's pages, both the Old Testament and the New, I can see Jesus. The Bible is one long, amazingly fun story, and it is all about Jesus, and you can see him all the way through. Now, yes, I will admit that the language and the descriptions of the Bible don't always lend themselves to exciting storytelling. We have to remember that the Bible is a history book. It's an instruction manual, and those usually have their own narrative style, and exciting descriptors are not usually high on the priority list when you're writing a history book or an instruction manual. I kind of fear that we've turned into a people that read the Bible expecting it to be boring, and so we read it boringly. Let me tell you something. Whatever genre you find interesting, you can find a story that fits that genre in the Bible. You want exciting stories of adventure? The Bible has that. You want love stories? It's got them. You want family dramas? Downton Abbey's got nothing on King David and his children. You like stories with a supernatural element to it? Look no further than Jesus versus Legion. When we read these stories, we often just gloss over the details that really paint the picture of what's going on. The Bible is a book about the lives of human beings, and the lives of human beings are filled with love and heartbreak and drama and grief and joy. There is a reason it is called the living Word of God. So let's work on something together. I'd like to manage my duties and my time and my distractions so that I can continue to pick up the Bible for fun. How about you? Do you find enjoyment in God's Word? Why not try looking past the footnotes and the cross-references and simply enjoy the greatest story ever told? Don't get lost in a good book. Get lost in the good book. I hope that you guys can continue to do that. Finding enjoyment in God's Word will certainly help you to hold fast whenever anything is getting thrown at you. Have a good one, guys. Hold fast. Keep praying. I'll talk to you next time.